Welcome to Mac Convert, the show about Bobby J, who bought a Mac and might not be going back to Windows again. Here's Bobby J.
You're listening to Mac Convert.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mac Convert. This is Bobby J. How are you guys doing? It's been a long time since I've been with you. Today on Mac Convert number 18, we're going to have our freeware special. Now, you might be asking, first of all, if you don't know already, what is freeware? Well, freeware is software that you don't have to pay money for. And what I found in converting from being a Windows user is that there's some great freeware out there that helps you do some of the things that you do on your Windows machine that may cost you money. Well, you can do these things for free on the Mac using these special programs. So what are the best freeware applications that I found so far in my journeys of being a Mac convert? What I'm going to do is discuss the different types of freeware, the different types of applications that you use on a day-to-day basis, and we'll discuss some options for that. First of all, a lot of people don't want to go to the Macintosh because they believe that's not a good Office application. I'm not going to be able to coexist on the Macintosh platform and also work at my work or my job or whatever, at school, because at school or at work, they use Microsoft Office. Well, first of all, there is a Microsoft Office version available for the Mac. And towards the end of this year, they're actually coming out with a new version of Microsoft Office for the Mac. However, that is going to be a pay version, so you're going to have to pay money for it. So if you want to read and write in Microsoft Office file format, the .doc format, the PPTs for your PowerPoints, your XLS files for your Excel files, what can I do that's a freeware solution? Well, I'll tell you. There's a program out there called OpenOffice.org. Now, OpenOffice.org has the equivalent of Word, PowerPoint, and basically they have their own programs. Impress, for example, is, I believe it's called Impress, and that's their PowerPoint writing software. They also have a Word equivalent, they have an Excel equivalent, and you can get this for free at openoffice.org. It's not only the name of the website, but also the name of the software. I'm not only the hair club president, but I'm also a client. No, whatever. Anyway, openoffice.org is available for you on the Macintosh platform. It also runs on Linux. It'll run on Windows as well. So if you don't want to buy Microsoft Office, there's a freeware solution for you out there. It does involve installing the X11 operating system. That's basically a Unix-based windowed system that allows the program to run. There's some great installation instructions that come along with OpenOffice.org. Let's talk about some other applications. Maybe you're a big video head. You like to rip your DVDs. You like to convert video files from one format to another. Maybe you've got an iPod or a pocket PC, and you want to get your video files trimmed down to a format that'll run on those rather nicely. Well, there's some freeware applications on the Mac to do such things. First of all, you want to rip your DVDs in direct basically file structure, direct format, directly to your hard drive, and remove any of your MacroVision encryption or your copy protection, you will use a program called Mac the Ripper. Okay? If you want to rip your DVDs into small files for your iPod or your pocket PC, there's a software out there called Handbrake. And you can find all of these software applications that I talk about on Version Tracker. Version Tracker is a website that has the most up-to-date updates of your software, and it has a lot of freeware applications for you to try. Finally, there's one called FFmpegx, and what that does is it converts your video files from one format to another, and it does a lot of video files, including your Flash videos, your FLVs, you know, your YouTube-style videos. You can convert those as well using FFmpegx. So there's three freeware video applications for you video guys out there. You may be wondering, Bobby J, I have a lot of fun in Windows with some games. What are some good games that I can do or some things that I can do with my family that are special on the Mac that you can't get elsewhere? Well, there's some fun family games. My family uses one. It's a fun game. It's called Bingo Caller. I think it's called Bingo Caller. Let me type it. Yeah, Bingo Caller. Okay, it's a little application. It's really cool because what you can do from this application is play the game Bingo. Well, whenever you play Bingo, I know one thing that I always have a problem with is finding somebody who wants to call the numbers. Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore. Bingo Caller has a built-in old man. He's a really retarded sounding guy. Let me see if I can bring up Bingo Caller here. It's actually pretty funny. Not only do you have somebody calling your numbers, it's got an on-screen display that'll mark off the numbers as they're called, and you can also print cards from Bingo Caller. So if you've got a printer and a magic marker to mark off your numbers, you can play Bingo with your family using Bingo Caller. I'm bringing up the program right now. There may be a little bit of a lag here. Let's find out. Okay, now let's go ahead and start the game. You can select your calling speed. Maybe you've got a bunch of old people that are playing. You could slow down the speed. I'm going to start it relatively
B5.
There, it's relatively fast. He's calling.
42.
There we go.
42. G56. G56.
So basically, it's a little game there. It's kind of nice. You can have the guy call your Bingo numbers. You can also print your cards. And it's free. Try it out. Your family will love it. It's something else fun on the Macintosh. Also, the game Boggle. You can have your own Boggle without buying the game. You can play a Boggle game. And another fun game that I like to do, I'm not a real big gamer, but is Mahjong or Mahjong. And there's a version out there called Farmers Mahjong or Farmers Mahjong, and that's a really fun version of the game if you like playing Mahjong. Well, maybe you say, Bobby J, I do more with my computer. I chat, I go on the internet. If you want some good chat programs, I would suggest using, you've got iChat built in, but if you want something a little bit extra, something that handles multiple chat clients like AOL, like your MSN messaging and Yahoo, try Adium, A-D-I-U-M. It's a little ducky that sits in your taskbar or your bar at the bottom of the screen, your dock actually. What it's called, and he basically handles multiple clients. It's got a lot of fun plugins. It's a great program. But if you're into video chatting, you can now get Skype version 2 through Skype.com. That'll allow you to do voice over IP telephone calls for $15 a year. You can spend to get unlimited outgoing calls, or you can talk Skype to Skype for free. And if your friend's got Skype, whether he's on Windows or the Mac, and he's got a computer with a camera, you can do video chatting as well. That's Skype version 2.0. So you're saying, what are some other things I do? Maybe you want to sync your iCal calendars with your Google calendar. I found a cool program called Spanning Sync, and Spanning Sync allows you to do just that. You can create multiple calendars and multiple types and sync up all of your calendars with iCal. If you're an audiophile like myself, maybe you'll try Audacity. It's a great application that has a bunch of effects. It's a multi-tracking audio you can create. You can save as MP3s, Ogg Vorbis. You can export as waves. And you can trim up your files, clean them up, do a lot of sound restoration. And all of this is free. It's called Audacity. There's a little quick program called Audio Recorder that you can find at Version Tracker as well that allows you to record those quick audio files and play them back there. If you're into music, as far as playing music, maybe you'll grab Ebony and Ivory. Ebony and Ivory is a freeware piano chord application that'll show you all the different chords, modes, and sounds that you get in different scales. It's a great application if you want to see your inversions and different piano fingerings there. And finally, if you're into production and you've got some raw WAV files that you want to levelate. Now, levelate is kind of a verb that I came up with using this software called the Levelator. What it does is it automatically applies kind of a compression to your audio where the distance between the highs and lows is not quite as high. So it analyzes your audio file and it automatically compresses the parts that need compressed. It's called Levelator and that's free. Well, you're saying, Bobby J, these are all okay applications, but I want some fun activities, some activities that really show off that Mac coolness, you know, that we get out of our other iLife and integrated applications in the Mac OS. Two applications that I would not live without are Virtue Desktops, and that allows you to have a bunch of virtual desktops. You can rotate them with cube effects and transition from one desktop to another. You can run multiple applications on multiple desktops. It's called Virtue Desktops. Another one I wouldn't live without is called Quicksilver. Now, Quicksilver will allow you to, from your keyboard, very quickly start up your application. I have it set up that when I press Control Space, it brings up the little Quicksilver interface, and you can type in anything, the name of application, the name of a contact. You can very quickly send emails, zip up files, attach them to emails, do everything from the keyboard, and it's a lot quicker than dragging and dropping, believe it or not, in your mail application. Finally, one that's kind of fun for a productivity application, maybe you're saying, Bobby J, I need a Bible program, you know, something where I can study the word or whatever. And I found one out there. It's called MacSword, MacSword, and that allows you to basically run your little Bibles, okay? There's a whole bunch of great applications out there. Little utility apps like Coconut Battery that if you're using your MacBook and you want to know how much battery do I have left? How many times has it been charged? How many cycles has it cycled down and been powered back up? What's the capacity when it started? What's my current battery capacity? Is it dying over time? That sort of thing. Use Coconut Battery. Also, if you're into editing text or back kind of on the office/productivity apps, a great text application out there is called Text Wrangler. Text Wrangler is made by the same folks that make BB Edit, and it's kind of a trimmed down version of an editor that allows you to do some coding and some interesting things with your text editing. Finally, I've got some internet applications that should be fun for you. If you don't like Safari, which I don't know why you wouldn't, but say you want another browser application that's a little bit more, it works better with a lot of the websites out there, grab Firefox. That's one that you can't live without. If you're into pictures and blogging and posting and sharing things with your friends over your own website, I would grab Flock. It's another browser that you could try out there, and it's got some cool effects. Google Earth, that's a great freeware application, allows you to view satellite images, print out directions, plot out maps and print maps right from it, all for free. That's Google Earth. And finally, if you're into the news groups posting and downloading binary files from news groups, I would use iGrab News. Those are some of the freeware applications that I use almost on a daily basis. I thought it would be a good idea to come back and Mac Convert number 18 and give you some of those things that I use. It's really fun. I'm having a great time. And you can too for free by using these freeware applications. Support, you know, the developers if they have donation places. Let them know that we enjoy the work that they're doing and that we want to see cooler apps for the Macintosh than any other computer out there. We're going to take over the world. This has been Bobby J, and you've been listening to Mac Convert. See you later.
Don't forget to subscribe to Mac Convert using iTunes or your favorite podcast catcher.